This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, we're teaching about walking in the favor of God.
We've been talking about God's purpose in the church. And I've been talking about how we all fit into God's church and what He intends for us to do as members of the Church of Jesus Christ. And really, the bottom line on all of that is I've been sharing with you my vision, the vision that God has given me for what He wants our church to be and to become. Well, today we're starting a new series of messages. And we're going to start by talking about my vision for you. Do you know that I have a vision for you? The scripture says that we are to look at no man after the flesh. And so I see you with God's eyes. And you know what I see when I look at you? I see a Christian who is confident and bold, knows who he or she is in Christ, knows what God has promised to do in their life, and is not under their circumstances, but knows how to walk above and over and through and beyond their circumstances as overcomers in Christ Jesus. That's what I see in you. I don't see somebody walking around timid and afraid about what's going to happen to them and what life is going to do to them. I see somebody with boldness. In fact, go over to Proverbs 28, verse 1. Proverbs 28, 1. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous, what are they? Bold as a lion. We got any lions here today? Amen. Now, those of you who are thinking of the lion in the Wizard of Oz, put your hands down. No, we're talking about bold as a lion. Amen? That's the way we face the challenges of life, confidently and boldly. And understand, there will be challenges. You need to be bold because you are going to have some challenges to overcome. That's what the Word tells us. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean life's going to get easier for you. The challenges will be even more because now you got the devil on your case. Amen? As long as you serve in the devil, hey, he doesn't need to get after you. But when you come and put your hand to the plow for Jesus, you can know that there's going to be challenges that you have to face in life. Well, you know why you can be confident as you go forward in your life? Because as a Christian, you have the grace of God operating in your life. You have the grace of God operating in your life. I wonder if anybody remembers what grace is, the definition. The short definition is it's the unmerited favor of God. Unmerited favor. And we've extended that definition a little bit to put it into full perspective. Grace is the unmerited, unlimited favor and sufficiency of God to meet every need. The unmerited means we didn't have to earn it. Unlimited, no limits, amen? Favor and sufficiency of God to meet every need. We've got the grace of God operating in our lives. And today, we want to focus on the part of that definition that speaks of favor. You know we have favor with God. We have favor with God. Go over to Romans chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. What we're going to focus on today are three steps to walking in the favor of God. Romans 5, 20 and 21 say this. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace, the unmerited favor and sufficiency of God to meet every need, unmerited and unlimited. Grace did more abound. so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Where sin did abound, let me just stop and take a poll here. How many of you can look back over your life and say, to some extent at least, sin has abounded? Let me just see. Amen. Unanimity. Catch what he's saying. Where sin abounded, what? God's grace did much more abound. Where sin had us in his grip, it says now that through righteousness, grace might reign in our lives. That means grace is in control. Understand this. The grace of God reigns in the life of a Christian. That means it overcomes anything that would come against it. Do you know your sin is no match for God's grace? Your sin is no match for God's grace. And the first thing that you need to know is that the moment you accept Christ, you have all of God's grace operating in your life. Look at verses 1 and 2 of Romans 5. Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace, the favor, the unmerited favor of God, in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Get it? When you become a Christian, you receive access to the grace, the favor of God. And you know what that means in practical terms for us today? God is not mad at you because of your sin. Do you know that? You don't have the wrath of God operating in your life anymore. You have the favor of God. You know what favor means? First of all, it means he likes you. Amen? Amen. Do you know God likes you? I don't know if you're like me. There have been times in my life, not lately, but times in my life when I looked at myself in the mirror and I didn't like myself. That was before I got as big and handsome as I am now. Amen? Maybe you've been that way though, that sometime in your life you looked at yourself and you didn't really like what you saw. Understand this. Because you have the grace of God resting on you, God likes you. Isn't that great? God likes you. Your sin will not hold you back from the grace of God. Go over to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. Look at this. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath. We were subject to the wrath of God, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Even when we were dead in sin, he reached out by the blood of Jesus, picked us up from where we were down in the dirt and the mud someplace, and lifted us up into heavenly places. Why? Because he likes us. Not only likes us, what? He loves us. Amen? Goes beyond like to love. We have the favor of God. Some of us have some sins in our past that we're not proud of. Maybe there's a man here who fathered a child out of wedlock. Maybe there's a woman who had an abortion. Maybe there's somebody who's been in jail. But guess what? Once you put your trust in Jesus Christ, the grace of God covers your life. Whatever you used to be, God says, I put it away. I will not look at that anymore. When I see you through the blood of Jesus. I see you clean. I see you as if you had never sinned, and you become my favorite. You know, I grew up in the projects. And people in the projects, I remember when I was growing up, I would look at other people in school who grew up in, you know, a neighborhood, not in the projects. And I'd be a little envious because I kind of felt like people looked down on us. Amen. But you know what? I grew up in the projects, but the projects do not have a hold on me now. Amen. Amen. There's nothing wrong with being from the projects. In fact, the projects are a good place to be from. Amen. What does that mean? You can come on up out. Amen. And once you do, guess what? Nobody can come and put me down because I grew up in the projects. I have been delivered from the stigma of where I grew up. In the same way, God has delivered you as a Christian from the stigma of whatever sin you were involved in when you turned your life over to Him. The grace of God covers it. And the bottom line on all of that is, understand this. Whatever you used to be, whatever you used to do, God is not angry with you for it anymore if you are a Christian. If you are a Christian, no matter how badly you have sinned, God is not mad with you. And guess what? If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, God will never again punish you for your sin. Now, did you catch that? God will never again punish you for your sin. What did Jesus do when he went to that cross and hung there and shed his blood? What did he do? He took every sin you ever committed on him. Amen? Amen. Suppose you got caught speeding. And I said, look, you are my favorite. I'm giving you favor. Therefore, I am going to go and pay your fine for you. And I go and I pay it. And then you get a letter in the mail saying, you better come down here and pay that fine. What would you say? No, it's already been paid. And if they kept on talking to you, you'd get highly upset, wouldn't you? That fine has been paid. I didn't have to pay it. Somebody paid it for me. You can't make me pay it. Guess what? Jesus already paid the fine. He already paid the fine for your sins. And God will not put you in double jeopardy. God says the fine has been paid. He will never punish you for your sins again. Now, let me be clear. He will chastise you. He still will chastise you. But there's a difference between punishment and chastisement. Punishment has to do with the past, with what you did back then. And guess what? You can't go back and change it. Isn't that right? There was a woman, you may remember, her name was Carla Faye something, I can't remember. She was a woman a few years ago who was involved in a brutal murder. I think it was down in Texas. And they put her in prison. While she was in prison, she became a Christian and was teaching Sunday school in prison. And everybody who met her really talked about the transformation in her life. How many of you know that God can take the foulest murderer and make a totally new person out of him in Jesus Christ? Amen? And so she became a totally new person in Jesus Christ. But when her execution date came, they still carried out the sentence. Why? Because it was punishment. See, punishment's about what you did in the past. And even though your life has changed, even though you've become a new person, you can't go back and undo it. And so if the issue is punishment, you can never get past it. God will never punish you because he's not interested in what you did in the past. It's under the blood of Jesus. It's covered by his grace. The difference between punishment and chastisement has to do with your future. You see, God loves you just the way you are. Amen? You know that? He loves you exactly the way you are right now. But he loves you too much to let you stay that way. Amen? How many of us know we need to change? And God is in the business of changing us so that we become that righteous man, that righteous woman, that deep in our hearts we want to be. If you're a believer, don't you want to be righteous? Amen. If you're a believer, don't you want to be pure and holy? Amen? Amen. And God is in the business of helping us to get there. whatever you used to be. Whatever mess your life may be in, even now, understand, you are under God's favor and not under His wrath. You need to receive God's grace for your sins. I told you I would be giving you three steps to walking in the favor of God. Step number one is you need to believe that that grace is for you. It's for you. It's yours. But now you need to receive that grace for your sins. You need to receive the grace. You know something? I have favor down at my bank. I have favor down at the bank. I can go down to the bank and ask them for money, and you know what? They'll give it to me. Up to the limits of what's in my account. Amen. If I ask for a penny beyond that, I'm in trouble. But to that extent, I have favor. But catch it. I have favor at the bank, but that favor does not operate automatically. I got bills to pay. Nobody down at the bank is saying, Pastor Franklin and his wife have a PPL bill. Let's get on it for them. No, what has to happen? We have to take a check, fill it out, and deliver it to the proper people in order for that bill to be paid. In other words, we've got to take some action in order to put the favor we have at the bank into effect. Amen? It's not automatic. In the same way, you as a Christian, you have favor with God. God's grace is available to you, but it will not flow in your life just because you're here. Now understand, you are receiving God's grace right now, whether you are a Christian or not. You know that? Take a deep breath. Do you know God didn't have to let you have that breath? You know you could get that breath only because of God's grace in your life? Amen? I'm looking around. I don't see anybody that looks like they're starving. Certainly not me. Why do you think that you have been provided for to this point in your life? It's the grace of God. Amen? Even before you knew Him, even before you cared about Him, God was providing you with the necessities of life. Why? Because He loved you anyway. Scripture says, even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's how He demonstrated His love for us. The grace of God was covering us. You need to open up your life for the grace of God to flow. Here's the third step. You need to expect God's grace to operate in your life. You need to expect the favor of God to reign in your life. To reign means it's the controlling factor. God says His grace abounds for us. Even where there was sin, grace much more abounds. Grace will cover every situation in our lives. It is the unmerited, unlimited favor and sufficiency of God to meet every need. Anybody here got some needs in your life? Then you need the grace of God. Isn't that right? You need the grace of God. Go over to Psalm 84:11. Let me show you what the grace of God will do for you in your life. Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. Do you see it? God will give His grace. He will give us His favor. And what that means in our life is no good thing will He withhold. You can expect, you can count on the grace of God to operate in your life. Let me show you some of the ways that you can look for the grace and the favor of God to operate in your life. Number one, God's favor, God's grace is always there for us in order to enable us to do whatever God called us to do. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. When God called them to be His witnesses, He gave them the grace to do the job. God will give us the grace to accomplish whatever he's called us to accomplish. Where did this stage come from? Months ago, I happened to mention to Tim McClure, just mention, we need a stage. I forgot all about it. And then one day, Tim calls up and says, I've got a crew in the area. They are doing work here and doing work there and doing work there. And if they have time, I'm going to have them come over and do your stage. And you remember the story? It turned out, well, they didn't really have time. They got to go home, and they didn't have enough money to do it because we couldn't pay anything. So they not only did the stage, they paid for the materials. Amen. And God arranged it so that one group had to go home early. They got a refund from the hotel. It was just exactly enough to pay for the materials to build us a stage. Isn't God good? You know where that came from? Favor. God gave us favor with Tim. Gave us favor with those men who came and put all this together for us. See, God will give you favor with somebody in order to accomplish whatever you need to accomplish for him. Number two, God's grace is always ours in whatever amount we need. It is unlimited. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Look at verse 8. 2 Corinthians 9, 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Whatever level of need you have, God's got enough grace to cover it. I remember years ago now, when I was living over on Adrian Street, we had a huge snow in Harrisburg. And I did not have, at that time, an awning up over my front door. So you know what happened? There was snow up to here, up against the door. I couldn't get the door open. Now, the real problem was this. I went to the back door. I couldn't get the back door open. So now, what am I going to do? Well, I decided to sit down and watch TV. Amen. But you know what? God put it on somebody's heart to come and shovel me out. To this day, I have not found out which one of my neighbors did it. Amen. But God put it on somebody's heart. He gave me favor. He knew what my need was, and he took care of that need even before I asked him. Isn't God good? God is good. See, that's the thing. You have the grace of God available for your life. And what that means is God will give you favor with whoever he needs to have operate in your behalf to give you what you need. Remember, it said in Psalm 84:11 that God is our sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold. Do you know where most of God's good things come from into our lives? He sends them through somebody else. He sends them through somebody else. And he will give us favor with whoever we need to have favor with. God's grace is always there for us. And catch it. It's always on time. It's always on time. It'll never be too late for your need. When I played football, I was an offensive tackle. And that meant I was on one side of the line. You know, you had another tackle on the other side of the line. Sometimes we would run a sweep. And the running back with the ball would head off in the opposite direction from where I was, sweeping around the left end. And when that happened, when we had that play, my job was to go downfield and then cut over and take out the defensive back. Now, here's the thing. When that running back got the ball and he started sweeping around left end, he could look up and he could see that defensive back standing there in his path, ready to take him out. It must have looked to him like this play is going to fail because the defensive back is right there and he's going to tackle me. But guess what? Here comes Ron Franklin. All the way from the other side of the line, cutting across the field. And just at the moment that running back gets there to where that defensive back can tackle him, guess what? Wham! I wiped him out. Because you see, that running back had favor with me. Amen. And I would all, well, I'm about to say I would always. The way I tell it, I would always get there. Just in the nick of time. To make sure that the obstacle was cleared out of his path. And catch it. See, if he's looking down the field wondering, well, how's that? How am I going to get past this guy? I'm way on the other side of the line. He doesn't see me coming. But it's already been arranged. I'm going to get there right on time. Amen? See, that's the way God's favor is operating in your life. You have a need and you can't see how you're going to get past the obstacles in your way to have that need fulfilled. God's got somebody on the other side of the line. He's already put it on somebody's heart on the other side of the line. You need to go over there and clear that obstacle out of the way. And here's the bottom line. When you understand that God's favor is operating in your life, you can be bold. You can be confident. You can know that whatever the obstacle is that's facing you, whatever is happening in your life that you don't know how to control, you don't know how to overcome, God's already got it in the plan. You have his favor, and he's not going to let you fall. So, Christian, be confident. Be bold. In fact, go over to Hebrews chapter 4. Look at verse 16. The next time you start wondering what's going to happen in your life, the next time you start feeling fearful about the circumstances that seem to be piling up in front of you, the obstacles that are in your way and you don't know how you're going to overcome them, here's the verse you need to bring to mind. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Whatever your time of need may be, understand, if you've put your hand in the hand of Jesus Christ, if you belong to him, if you are truly a believer, if you are a Christian, you have assured access to the grace and the favor of God, and you don't need to be afraid of what life can do to you. We have any bold Christians here today? We have any bold, confident Christians who are willing to stand up and look life in the face, look at the challenges that confront you, look at the situations that come against you, and say, I am not worried, I am not afraid, I am not quaking in my shoes. Why? Because I know the grace of God already covers me. And his grace is sufficient to meet every need.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Derry Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Derry or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.